The legislature's Health and Human Services Committee is considering a bill to increase women's access to reproductive health care. Supporters who turned out for a press conference and a public hearing on the bill say it's one way to improve women's economic security. But as Patty White reports, opponents object to the use of taxpayer dollars to fund organizations that profit from abortions.
According to the Guttmacher Institute, a U.S. nonprofit that works to advance reproductive health, women spent about three decades of their lives trying to avoid unintended pregnancies. But in Maine, about 40% of pregnancies are unintended. Around the country, the figure is even higher, about 50%. And when it comes to women living at or below the federal poverty level, unintended pregnancies occur at more than five times the rate of women at the highest income levels.
This has significant implications for social mobility and is associated with higher poverty rates, less family stability, and worse outcomes for children.
Democratic Representative Jay McCrate is sponsor of LD-319, which would expand reproductive health coverage to all Maine women who earn below 209% of the poverty level. Currently, women only qualify at that income level when they become pregnant.
I am a strong, strong advocate for this bill based on my own personal life experience.
Helen Regan is part of the group Grandmothers for Reproductive Rights, or GRR. She's retired now, but used to work as an educator. She says the ability to decide when to have children allowed her to have a gratifying career, which she says also paid off.
I've paid hundreds of thousands, I just figured this out, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions, of dollars in taxes, federal, state, income, property, and sales tax over the course of my life, and I've been able to pay back to society through those taxes because I've worked without a break.
This is the crux of the argument for this bill, that the ability of women to control when and if to have children has a dramatic effect on their economic security and on the larger economy. Nicole Clegg of Planned Parenthood of Northern New England says the bill is an opportunity to reduce the need for public assistance.
There's really no other measure that the legislature is going to consider this session that's going to have as dramatic an impact on public assistance as this one will.
That's a notion that Republican Senator Roger Cates supports. He's a co-sponsor of the bill, and he also sits on the legislature's Appropriations Committee.
And we spent all half our time scraping for dollars to spend on things like pre-K or higher education or workforce development or fixing our potholes. And anytime we can find money somewhere, we tend to grab it. Well, this bill will help us do that.
The bill is estimated to save the state about $100,000 in the first year and between $2 to $3 million in 3 years. But that doesn't get around the fact, says Trish Morin of the Maine Right to Life Committee, that taxpayer money would be used to benefit organizations that profit from abortions, such as Planned Parenthood. Besides, Morin says, there are other options for low-income women.
It is our understanding that the Affordable Care Act, which is available to all Maine citizens, currently covers reproductive health care and family planning.
This was the reason Governor LePage vetoed a similar bill last year. But Kate Rogan of Maine Family Planning says even though the Affordable Care Act has expanded insurance coverage, there are still low-income Mainers who can't afford it.
What we know from Massachusetts, where there's been an insurance mandate for years, is that a lot of people stay uninsured and a lot of people have periods of uninsurance, and those are the people that we want to catch.
Rogan says 30 other states have passed similar measures and all have saved money, as well as reduced rates of unplanned pregnancies and abortion. The Health and Human Services Committee will consider the bill further during a work session on Thursday, April 2nd. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.